Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Modcast. It's Bradley here and I'll be your host for this episode. This week I'll be talking you through the provisional agenda for November's working group meeting, due to be held on the 6th of November, the latest designation information and also an update on the latest DPs which have been raised in the past week. Okay, so we've got November's working group meeting fast approaching, which will be taking place on the 6th of November 2019. We've just released a provisional agenda which can be found on the meeting's calendar on our website. So far we have mod 7, 66, 78, 80 and 83 on the agenda, but please be aware this might change slightly by the time the agenda is finalised on the 30th of November 2019. For mod 7, firmware updates to IHDs and PPMIDs, we will be discussing the PPMID and IHD firmware distribution activation service request and the rules behind ComSub memory block usage. With mod 66, advanced shipment notifications for consignment of communication hubs, we will be discussing the recently received preliminary assessment from the DCC. For 78, incorporation of multiple issue resolution proposals into the SEC, part 2, we will be taking a look into the IRP list and will be looking into the preliminary assessment costs. Up next is mod 80, ensuring a managed move to GUIS version 3.1, which we will be aiming to discuss the potential solution to the modification as well as the proposed requirements. And finally, mod 83, change coordination, where we will be running through the business requirements and discussing whether this modification is ready for preliminary assessment or not. As a side note, we are looking at hosting a potential ad hoc meeting for mod 62 and 67, which deal with DCC traffic management, later in November to discuss the questions raised at the last working group and agree the way forward for these modifications. If you're interested in attending this session, please let us know so we can keep you in the loop with potential dates. Okay, well that's about the working group covered, and just to keep you up to date, the confirmed agenda will be announced in the next Modcast. Okay, an update on the latest designation now. On the 17th of October, BEIS concluded its consultation on proposed changes to SEC Schedule 11, Technical Specification Applicability Tables, also known as TSAT. The changes being made are to the installation validity period and maintenance validity period end dates for SEC Schedule 10, Communications Hub Technical Specifications, version 1.0 and version 1.1. As a result, SEC Schedule 11 Technical Specification Applicability Tables was redesignated on 18th October under SEC version 6.18. You can find the BEIS direction letter and redlining for this designation on our website. Right, for the next part of this episode, I'll be introducing the latest draft proposals, 91 and 92. So first up, we have DP 91, Updating Security Assurance Status, which was raised by Gordon Hextall of the Security Subcommittee. When a party completes the full user security assessment, they will be assigned one of four assurance statuses by the panel. Due to a lack of clarity, the SSC proposed a change to two of the statuses to better reflect the situation. They proposed to amend provisionally approved to deferred and deferred to rejected. The SSC also believed that it would be more appropriate that a rejected party completes a second full user security assessment as opposed to an updated user security assessment response. This will provide assurance to all parties and the DCC that deficiencies are being addressed. Okay, next up we have DP 92, New Plans Maintenance Methodology, which was raised by Chris Thompson of the DCC. In April 2019, the DCC underwent a panel-approved trial for a new approach for the delivery of plan maintenance. This trial was now finished and was widely regarded as a success. The DCC will now be presenting to the operations group in their November meeting. The SEC currently states when maintenance should take place and features timescales as to when maintenance schedules are published. The amended approach seeks to categorise planned changes as either low or high impact, based upon risk-based methodology. Secondly, there is an amendment to the timings of when maintenance is scheduled and implemented. We believe the problem statements are clear and will be asking the change subcommittee to agree these proposals should proceed straight to become modifications. However, we still welcome any views and comments you may have. So as ever, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com with all of your thoughts. On the subject of the change subcommittee, we have a full agenda for this month's meeting with 10 proposals going for decision. So be sure to tune in next week with an update on all that was discussed. Well, that's about all we have time for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show and have a great week. Bye for now.